This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The roster cutdown deadline has come and gone for the Vikings, and for the moment, they appear set with their group of 53 players. For now, a couple of variant surprises. Pass rusher Gabriel Murphy did not make the final 53, but outside linebacker Chaz Chambliss and defensive tackle Elijah Williams did. Of course, things can still change over the next few hours or days. The team will undoubtedly be looking at other players cut by other teams. The Vikings open the regular season on Monday, September 8th at Chicago. The Gopher football team opens the season this Thursday night, 2 days from tonight. They're home against Buffalo. New Minnesota starting quarterback Drake Lindsey redshirted last year and learned from current Vikings quarterback Max Brosmer, who started all 13 games for the Maroon and Gold a year ago.
The thing I learned the most is he always talked about, you know, never taking a day for granted. And he talked about it at the end of the season. You know, he really felt like last year that he never took a day for granted. And I think I've done a really good job with that approach of getting better every single day and getting this team to where we need to go.
Brosmer did make, by the way, the final 53 for the Vikes. Lindsey says the Gophers have a lot of talented receivers to take over for the departing Daniel Jackson.
The thing that I love about our receiver room is we're so deep. You know, I think it can really be anybody on any given play, especially with our tight end room as well. I think we have a lot of guys that can make those kind of plays. You know, he made some unreal catches that you might not really see ever again, but I think we have a lot of guys that can make those type of catches.
And he said those guys are working hard.
Javon Tracy, Logan Loya, all the guys really have. I mean, Jalen Smith has taken off. People are going to get to know his name and be really familiar with him, and he's a redshirt freshman like me, but I mean, he's a dude, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
Thursday's game will kick off at 7 o'clock at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. There are tickets still remaining. The Twins are hoping to halt a three-game skid when they face the first-place Toronto Blue Jays tonight in Canada. The Jays hammered Minnesota last night 10-4. The Twins also released their 2026 regular season schedule. It includes the earliest opening day ever at Baltimore on March 26th. The home opener is April 3rd against the Rays. This is MNN Sports.